Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Get Balanced program. I am Dr. Donnie, and I'm so happy that you have joined me on episode 20. We are talking about manufacturing new habits, and I'm very excited to give you, I guess I should say sort of like a little lecture. I mean, I am an adjunct professor, and I do a lot of talking and things like that, but I have this piece on how to manufacture new habits, how to bring in new habits into your life. And I'm going to use the acronym SOS. And I'm going to talk to you about this. And I want to just set the stage for it, though, just a little bit here, is that every fifth episode, what I'm trying to do is just give a little educational piece of something that I think might be helpful. Usually it's things that have been helpful in my own life, as well as been helpful with other firefighters that I've been working with throughout the years and some law enforcement officers. So that's where it's coming from, and I'm going to jump right into it now. And what we're talking about is how to manufacture new habits. And when we think of that, the first thing, and again, you might want to write this down if you have a chance, because the acronym is SOS. The first piece of it is to select. And what I mean by that is that what do you want to do? You know, yeah, I mean, there could be many different things that you want to do, but I like to always try to use some type of an easy example that I can just run through this scenario. And what I'd like to do is I'm going to use the example of running. I run myself and I really enjoy it, and something that I do to clear my head and things like that, plus the physical benefits of it as well. But so the first thing you need to do, and of course yours can be anything, is select the habit. The next piece in the SOS model of manufacturing new habits is organize. Now, you may be wondering, what am I talking about there? But here's what I remember when sometimes when I don't feel necessarily like running or something like that, it's amazing what the brain can do to actually get in the way of us performing something that we, you know that we should do or ought to do or want to do, right? And what I mean by running is that, like, for example, if you want to start a new habit of running, the first thing that's going to happen is that when you're thinking, okay, I'm going to go out and run, and here's most likely what's going to run through your head. Oh, where are my running shoes? Do I have good running shoes? What am I going to run in? Do I have any running shorts? What shirt am I going to wear? Do I need a sweatshirt? I don't even think I have clean socks available. And then your brain is going to put up hurdles from you trying to start this new habit. Because of course the brain wants to exert the least amount of energy that it possibly can, generally 24 hours a day, to maximize its lifespan, if you will. So when you think of it, we oftentimes put up these mental barriers of entering into a new habit. So the one thing that, like, if you want to start running, what do you do? What could you do? Well, the first thing, as I mentioned, it is organize. That's the second piece of the SOS, is I want you to organize. What are you going to run in? And when I mean organize, I literally mean grab those running shorts. Grab that t-shirt or sweatshirt that you're going to run in. Same thing with the shoes and the socks. You might want to make sure your phone, you know, your phone will be charged, and grab the earbuds. Basically, if you'd like to listen to a podcast or music while you're out running, right? Now, the reason why I titled this Manufacturing New Habits, it's because if you think of how do we manufacture something, you know, we think of manufacturing companies and all of that. It's you need to organize your supplies in any manufacturing process, right? So when you think about organizing that, your raw materials, you know, you're bringing in these supplies at the right place at the right time in the manufacturing line. So when you think of that,
That's what I want you to do, is I want you to literally grab your shorts, your sweatshirt, your t-shirt, your running shoes, your socks, your phone, you'll have it with you, but maybe those earbuds or, you know, something that you want to listen to in music. And I want you to take it and I want you to put it, not, it can be in any kind of bag or whatever you might want to have it in. It's ready to go. There's no further thought of what you need to do. Now, the other thing you might want to start thinking about organizing is that one of the questions comes up all the time is, well, when do I want to do this? Now, here's the beauty of manufacturing new habits. We move to the third piece of the SOS. First, we select a habit, example, running. Second, the O, we organize, what do we need to engage in this within 10 seconds of when we say we want to do it, right? There's no further thought. The third piece, though, when are we going to do it? Now, this is the beauty of it. It's called stacking it. You want to try to take something new, and how can you stack it onto a habit that you're already doing? Now, the habit that you are already doing is usually completely unrelated to the new habit that you want to do. And that's the beauty of this manufacturing new habits. Because just like a manufacturing line that's producing a product, when you want to come out with a new edition of the product or color or size of a product, basically you have the manufacturing line all set. And essentially what you do is you tweak it just a little bit, or you add to it, or you stack something on it to produce another product. And that's what we're going to do here with the example of running, is that let's think of a habit that I know you do. That is, you come home after shift. That's a habit, right? You do physically come home. Now, granted, maybe not always mentally, you know, your thoughts are elsewhere, and I understand that, but you physically come home. And I will use an example of a firefighter, Robbie Owens, also known as the Average Jake on social media, is that he has a habit when he comes home, he immediately goes out for a run. And that's a great example of this. And if you're not in the habit of it, that organization to where you have all your things ready, you pull them out of your truck as soon as you come home because they've been going with you, or you have them right by the front door, the garage door that you enter your house. You grab them, you change into those clothes, and then you go out and run. You don't think about what you're doing because you already have it nice and organized. And what you're doing is you're going to stack it on another habit. You have the habit of coming home. So therefore, as soon as you pull into the garage with your truck or driveway, the clothes are right there within 10 seconds of you exiting your door of your truck or car. You change clothes and you go. You don't think about it. Now, the beauty of this stacking on the habit is that you're already coming home. You know that. You don't have to think about that. And because you've organized your supplies, you've got them within 10 seconds of reach of exiting the truck or car. You change into them and you go. And this is a great, and if you think of it like the running, maybe you want to go do it to clear your mind. You may want to do it as a way to just have some me time and to get out there. Maybe it's a run, maybe it's a walk, but it's a new habit. And again, this was just an example of it. So when you think of the habit stacking, what I want you to think a lot about is you can use this phrase. Let's see, I'm going to try to do this new habit after I, and then fill in the blank. I mean, there can be so many things. I actually have done this with myself on a new habit of what I wanted to do is I heard this from Tony Robbins, one of his podcasts, is that, hey, spend 3 minutes in the morning, first thing in the morning, 3 minutes on thinking about things that you're grateful for. And then 3 minutes in prayer time. And then 3 minutes or three of the most important things that you want to accomplish that day. So his habit was he did it before he ever left the bed, before he got up. For me, that just wasn't quite working. So what I looked at was my habit is I make the coffee the night before. I'm going to repeat that because I think I may have froze on the Zoom. My habit is at 6 a.m., coffee is on, I get up, and I pour myself a cup of coffee. And what I decided to do is I love sitting in my sunroom because it faces the east and I can watch a sunrise, which right now is not rising that early, though. But I like sitting out there, and that's been a habit of mine, is going to the sunroom. So I thought, okay, I'm going to grab my coffee, I'm going to walk to the sunroom, and I'm going to spend the first 3 minutes before I do anything at all. I'm going to think of 3 minutes of what am I grateful for in my life or that previous day, 3 minutes of prayer time, and then three things that I want to accomplish for that day. And I'm telling you, because I selected what I wanted to do, I organized myself, which in this, I didn't really need anything except a cup of coffee. And then I stacked it on the top of that habit of coffee, right? So for me, this has worked exceptionally well, and I'm very excited about it. And then I got to thinking about what is this habit, stacking habits, habit stacking. And it's like this, there's science behind it because our brains are already working subconsciously, that we're producing all these things that we already do. And now what we're doing is we're just layering one more thing on top of it. So it could be, whether it's after I have a cup of coffee or after I come home, after I take my boots off, whatever it might be, just think about the SOS model. Again, select your habit, organize what you need so that you can engage in that habit immediately, that new habit, such as the example, running shoes, shorts, shirts, and then stack it onto something you're already doing subconsciously. You don't even think about it. It just happens all the time. And if you do that SOS process, I do believe you will have a greater chance of success of building those new habits. So then as a time as we are, this is about December 21st here, 2020, what a year it has been, right? For all of us. And when you think about what is 2021 going to look like? Well, I ask you, what kind of new habits would you like to do? And you can start thinking about, these habits, though, don't think of so big, just start small, start stacking some smaller habits on top of things you're already doing, right? Think about your relationships with your spouse, your children. Is there something you would like to remember to do or say to them, right? Build some new habits. It could be with your self-care, whatever it may be. Start small and just start building those habits through the SOS process. Hey, if you have any questions, please feel free to give me an email, donnie@donniehutchinson.com. And I will always be happy to try to answer your questions on email, or feel free to reach out and give me a call as well. And that is the podcast, the 20th podcast for manufacturing new habits. Remember, select, organize your supplies, and stack that new habit right on top of something that you are doing so well. I'm Dr. Donnie, and that is the Get Balanced podcast for December 21st. Have a great day. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.